this gospel passage, though very brief, is giving us several principles to follow. It is a continuation of our Lord's Sermon on the Mount, where he is giving us basically an outline of how we should live our life in order to achieve, of course, our eternal union with God in paradise. And here he gives us a handful of principles, as I said, dealing with our relationship with each other. And the first one, it speaks of mercy. And he compares it to the Father. Be merciful as your Father is merciful. That already we also have laid out in the Lord's Prayer, our Father. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And when our Lord gives us that prayer, he qualifies it by stating, as it were, that we cannot expect the Father to be merciful if we are not. If we will not forgive, how can we expect the Father to forgive us? So it's almost a requirement. We have to be willing to forgive. And that will come out, I see, in the next couple of lines, exactly, explicitly, forgiven, you will be forgiven. In any case, he also tells us not to judge and not to condemn. Here, actually, the word, and this is where the Lord continues with the rest of this passage, our Lord is asking us to be generous. He loves us, himself, so much he's given himself to us completely. Immolated himself on the cross, remains with us day and night in the Eucharist, which is also the same sacrifice. Sacrifice of the Mass is the sacrifice of our Lord on Calvary. So our Lord continues that throughout all time. How much more can he show us his love for us? Now he's asking us to do the same by extending it to everyone else. Extending that very love, that very generosity to everyone else. And then he tells us what we're going to get back in return. It will be poured out abundantly. Good measure, packed together, shaken down, overflowing. Now, of course, once we're in paradise, it certainly will be. That's something beyond even our imagining now in this life. So much so, that's how much it is. So if we have to wait a little bit longer, a few trials still, it's nothing compared to eternity. And that's really the point to be made here. It's nothing compared to eternity. And in the end, we'll look back and say it was well worth whatever we had to go through in order to achieve this. Let us set our sights then always on paradise, on heaven, on union with God. And let us seek to follow exactly what our Lord is telling us here, to be as generous as we can, to bring everyone to share with us in that same glory, the glory of paradise. Praise be Jesus and Mary.